Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Hi everyone, welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jen Sullivan.
I'm Jess Matlin. How are you?
I'm feeling beautiful. Not really, I'm not really feeling beautiful right now. I'm in a hoodie, but this is a beauty podcast, so that's where we're at. How are you doing?
I'm good. So it's like the dead of winter, but I feel like there's been a lot going on right now. I feel like we're shot out of a cannon this year.
2023 started off with a beauty bang. It's been a busy month in our industry, hasn't it?
A lot of events, a lot of appointments.
Oh, Moda Operandi launched, the beauty vertical. I'm not sure if you heard.
Yes. The business is awesome. We have been totally rocking and rolling since we launched early Jan. It was like the week after the new year. But we finally had our big party, which was kind of like around the time we recorded, but it was amazing. Jen was there. It was very exciting. We talked a little bit.
People were congratulating me. I was like, I have nothing to do with her Moda part of her life. Like, because you had a lot of former guests there and they were coming up to me and I was like, yeah, this isn't a Fat Mascara party, but
that's
like,
so
cool.
Funny. That's so funny. No, so we had an awesome time. It was downtown at an amazing new hotel in Tribeca. But it was really kind of like, I'm sorry, it was a little bit like a secret it was like an undercover, unintentional Fat Mascara party because we had so many former Fat Mascara guests. It was like a little bit of a Fat Mascara fam.
I thought it felt like a reunion.
Who was there? We had Daniel Martin.
Charlotte Palermino.
Sean Garrett.
Katie Jane Hughes. Sean Garrett.
Christopher Buckle.
Oh, my co-host once when you were out, Julie Wilson was there.
Oh my God. Katie Jane Hughes. Yes. I know I'm forgetting more people, not on purpose, but anyway, we need to get like a Fat Mascara party reunion going on, like ASAP.
Did I see Tata Harper?
No, Tata was there.
I didn't get to talk to her. Like, she's one of our early, early guests. Mm-hmm. Like, we had her way back in the day. It was so much fun, and everybody looked so good. The skin in that room? Like, are you kidding me? Daniel Martin, like, glows. He turned around. I was like, what are you doing? You're, like, aging in reverse, sir.
That's so funny. My parents actually commented on the skin and the teeth. On everybody.
Oh, good teeth too. That's so funny. Actually, me and Katie Hughes, we were talking about Invisalign because did you know I have them in right now? Because I had to get a re-up on my bottom teeth.
Oh, you're doing it again?
For like, yeah, I just like the retainers got reset and they're like, it's too crooked again. We got to do a whole other set. Anyway, she and I were commiserating about that, but everybody did have very lovely teeth.
Was she wearing hers at the party?
Yeah, she wears them all the time. We were
Okay.
We were whining about how they get stained anytime you eat anything with turmeric, and I eat a lot of stuff with turmeric.
I've put that in the
glamorous talk at the Moda Apparenti
party. I couldn't hear anything anyone was saying. It was like, I felt like the whole party, I was like underwater. Do you know what I mean?
Wait, Jess, you said the funniest thing you've ever said, so I want to share it with the Fat Mascara family.
We might have to cut it out if I don't think it was actually funny.
No, because I wake up, I've told Eric about it. He doesn't think it's that funny, but like I'll wake up giggling.
Thanks,
still.
Eric.
So we were talking to Christopher Buckle and he was telling us how he got Morpheus 8, a tweak mint. Please see past episodes where we were just talking about tweak mints. And he's like, oh yeah, I got the Morpheus 8, look at it ever. And Jess just looks at him deadpan and goes, I got Morpheus 10. I could not stop laughing. I was like, I got Morpheus 11. He loved it. He was dying laughing. P.S. Jess did not get Morpheus 10. It does not exist. It's just the culture of beauty people to like tell each other about the latest thing. And no, I got the latest thing, right?
Oh,
it was
God.
So funny.
Christopher Buckle's the funniest fucking person I've ever met in my life. He could read me the phone book laugh. And I would be like, ah!
Okay. Well, in that case, I thought it was you being very funny. Oh. But anyway, the party was so great. You were such a great host.
Thank you. Thank you. So, anyways, then, okay, I went to another event, not a party, but just a hair event. I went to the Orbe event, and it was for their Hair Alchemy line, a mask. But I met Miles Jeffries, who also has worked with Mariah Carey, talking about Christopher Buckle, the beauty world. It's such a tight-knit community. But anyway, he was fabulous, and he gave me a hair mask hack that I really wanted to share with you because I know you're all busy bees. And I just really liked it, at least for the Hair Alchemy mask. But I think you can probably, he didn't say this, I think you could probably use this for a lot of hair masks. He's like, if you just dampen your hair with a spray bottle or whatever, he just likes to like use the hair mask on the damp hair and like buzz around the house.
Oh, instead of getting in a shower and
yeah,
soaking.
Yeah, he has a shaved head. He's like, you could just put this on your hair, buzz around the house, and then shampoo it out, like rinse it out and then shampoo your hair. I really like that because we've talked about this before. Sorry if this is like something you've heard. But like, I don't like a lot of hair masks because you have to put them in for like, it says like 10 minutes. What are you doing for the 10 minutes in the shower?
Escaping your children.
But you're standing there cold because you're not like,
Oh, right, because your head can't be under the water.
Yeah, so it would,
maybe, yeah,
what are
maybe
you
you're
doing?
Shaving. But even still, I could shave in like 2 minutes at this point.
Exactly. So, like, yeah. So you're not letting the water run while you stand there, not in the stream. Like, what is happening in that time? If I'm missing
something? Well, in my dream world, I am at a sink getting my head massaged. Jess, you don't, yes. It's a good tip, but can I just say one thing? Do you know what I want so bad in my life? I want to go to a Japanese head spa. Why have we not gone to a Japanese head spa?
We need to be doing this.
Every time I watch one of those videos, I get that like
they're definitely
mirror,
in New York.
Mirror ner- yeah, no, I found the one I wanted
to
go to. And every time I go online to book a service, it's completely
send
like,
me the link.
Booked for the next. Yes. Anyway, mirror neurons firing, like watching somebody get a head massage with
mirror neurons.
All right, we're not getting that. Instead, we're going to put in our hair masks on damp hair and like clean the house. Like might as well be getting a like moisture treatment while you do it.
I loved that. So, and what I love about their new Hair Alchemy product, by the way, I'm not getting paid for this or anything. They didn't tell me to say this. I sound like
I love when you say that before every
because it sounds
time.
Like
just assume to everybody that
we
she's
don't
not
get paid,
paid
to say.
We always tell you.
We always tell you. But I just feel so like I feel so corny, like HSN or whatever.
This is what beauty editors do. We tell people about the products that are worth their money.
So, the new Orbe Hair Alchemy hair collection, by the way, it's just like awesome.
If she was getting paid, she'd have the name down pat, guys. So
or something. It's the yellow one. It's like a beautiful buttercream yellow. I've been using the collection, and I noticed a difference. I really like it.
Your hair has been looking so shiny. I've gotten to see you IRL a couple times, of course.
Thank you.
I thought it was that Rawa glossing mist that you talked about.
That's a topper.
I mean, shine on with your luxury hair goods.
It's really good.
Your Orbe Alchemy and your Rawa colorful glossing. I love it. No, it looks really
Thank
shiny.
Thank you. So anyway, that's it for me for our like what we've been up to.
Okay, well, your shine is there. If you want moisture, you're going to have to listen in for a raise a wand because people are still bringing us
awesome.
All the moisture hydrating hair finds. I just feel like we sometimes ignore hair. We get a lot into skin and fragrance on this podcast. And like, I'm glad that we've been having hair moments lately. So
me too.
That's in the raise a wand. Before we go there, Jess and I are going to chat about some like some newsy things going on
cool.
in the beauty world. Stay with us. Well, Let's just talk fashion. I'm going to kick off the news with some fashion with a capital F, which includes beauty with a big old capital B. The couture shows in Paris. First of all, they always have the best makeup and hair because it goes along with the couture bespokeness of it all. You know, these are the shows where the fashion designers can show what they can really do. This isn't fast fashion. This isn't even like ready to wear. This is like art. It's art, right?
It's art. Mm-hmm.
So, of course, Jess and I keep an eye on it because there's always amazing makeup. But OMG, this year, the audience was almost as amazing as the runways. Agree or disagree?
I mean, it was amazing. Was it beautiful? That is the
what
question.
Am I talking about? That I bet you're thinking of the exact same look I am.
Well, we're talking about the runways, or are we talking about the front row?
I'm talking about Doja Cat at the Schiaparelli show.
Well, what's interesting to me is like the front row is now part of the show. I feel like it used to just be what is Pat McGrath doing for Dior.
An example of a makeup artist, yes.
Yeah, on the runway. But now the audience is just as much of a part of the whole fiasco part, you know.
Yeah. And it happened with fashion first, where the designer would be like, okay, here's my runway show. I'm also dressing the front row, which you understood. But now with somebody like Pat McGrath, who's usually backstage doing them, she's also doing the front row attendees. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm talking about with this Doja Cat look. You've probably seen the picture, even if you don't realize what we're talking about. She was covered in red body paint, head to toe, had on a latex hair thing so that she looked bald, and then covered with, I don't know, probably somebody counted, like a 100,000.
Tens and tens of thousands of crystals.
Of or red crystals.
Yeah.
She looked like surreal. She looked like one of like a piece of art come to life. It was amazing.
I have a phobia with things like repeated things, like holes and dots. I forgot what it's called. I read about it once. I don't like a lot of little things repeating, freaks me out.
I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I really don't like it. So it freaked me out. Also, the fact that it was red.
Oh, do you get like a visceral reaction to tiny patterns?
Oof, yes, exactly. Yeah. Oof, ugh. So
interesting.
I didn't love it. I appreciated the craftsmanship, but
I don't think you look at that art and think, I love this. I looked at it and thought, like, would Dante's Inferno come to life, which was a theme.
Yeah, that was the theme.
The designer Daniel Roseberry was reaching for with his fashion. Not even reaching. I think he achieved. But Pat McGrath's team freaking brought it, didn't they?
Yeah, it's interesting that the attendees are now kind of part of the show. So,
yeah. I liked it. And in general, I just thought the couture shows were really, I was like, it was reminding me, oh yeah, fashion is art. It's not just buying like $1,000 things and let's talk about who has a Louis Vuitton bag. This is like, take it off the walls of a museum and walk it through life. And that's what I saw with like Pat McGrath's work. Or her team's work.
And I appreciate that beauty got a nod. And then I was very excited, just on a personal note, to see that Courtney Love was back on the scene, back giving notable quotables. So many good moments. She's back in the front row. And Daniel, who you interviewed, I'm so sorry, I always mispronounce his last name. Daniel
Kolarik,
yes.
The makeup artist.
Yeah, worked with Pat. He did her look for Fashion Week and gave her like incredible red lips. She just looked like refreshed. You look good, Courtney. I'm rooting for you. Okay, what else you got?
Yes. Oh, Daniel, by the way, if you don't remember who that is, he did Julia Fox's makeup at the couture shows. I think it was last year. So
he's
clearly one of Pat's team members in Europe and like really delivers all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, let's back away from the art. Let's get a little sciencey. Have you seen the article? I know you have Ozempic face in the New York Times.
Yeah, of course.
Let's discuss. First of all, Ozempic is a diabetes drug that is being used off-label. I'm sure you've heard of this by a lot of people in Hollywood to help them lose weight. There are rumors that people like Mindy Kaling and Kim Kardashian have been using it. We don't know that for sure. However, we do know, and Jess and I interview plastic surgeons and talk. We don't run in these circles, but we run adjacent to these circles in that I interview a lot of people all the time who do run in these circles. And Ozempic is like everywhere. Well, unwanted side effect.
I know quite a few people on Ozempic.
Do you personally?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have not met anyone that other than, oh, actually, that's a lie. Never mind. I talked to a makeup artist who was on it. All right. We're not going to out people. That's not what this is about. Right. But you know what outs them? They out themselves, because when they lose that weight,
their face can look very gaunt. Yeah. And that's what the article was about. Well, what were your thoughts?
I want to give credit to Dr. Paul Frank, who's been on the show a couple of times, for coining Ozempic face. Because
I thought Amy Sinnott, who wrote the article, did. Okay, no. Dr. Frank, check you out.
Yeah. So he coined this term, and it's really that kind of wasting of the face that happens when you're on Ozempic. And that's really the tell for a lot of people. He said, you know, people come into his office and they'll say, you know, blah, blah, blah. I need more filler than usual. Or like, I think I might need more X or Y. Basically, they look gaunt. He'll say, okay, how long have you been on Ozempic?
And then he said he's right 100% of the time.
Exactly.
Because that look is not natural. You don't naturally get that gaunt in like 3 months.
At the end of the day, it comes down to what Catherine Deneuve said is what, and Dr. Frank said, you got to choose between the ass or the face.
Except you don't now. You don't now, because you could do the Ozempic and get a skinny ass. This is if people who want to have slim bodies and look young. So let's just put that out there. But in a way, you don't have to choose, because you could do the Ozempic and then go fill up your face with a bunch of hyaluronic acid fillers.
But Ozempic has downsides and risks. And then there's the larger ethical question of, is this drug being used for the correct purposes? There are a lot of people who can't get Ozempic who really need it. And the whole thing has this much larger, much more serious conversation that's more than about losing a couple pounds to fit into jeans. And it brings up a much bigger conversation about, are we kind of normalizing, kind of like not an eating disorder, but like eating issues?
Jess, it's what you said last year when, in 2020 and 2021, body acceptance really moved forward in the culture. And then like all of a sudden you're like, I see the tides turning. And then Ozempic hit and it was like a discussion again that some people want to be skinny. And this is
at any cost.
At any cost. For example, like everybody knows the side effects of being on Ozempic, they are not pleasant.
Yeah, they know they're like taking from somebody who might need this.
And they're taking a drug from somebody who might need it.
Yeah. And I don't think any of the doctors in the article were like endorsing this. It's just like, it's just kind of Amy Sinnott, the writer, who was like touching on this phenomenon. And yeah, it raises some tough questions.
And for me, just from a beauty standpoint, I also think about 10, 15 years from now, it reminds me of the buccal fat removal discussion that's also happening in the current time. Like thinning one's face, there's good and bad to that. Like the good might be you take out your buccal fat pads and you have these high cheekbones, but then you look skinny and gaunt later. And here with Ozempic, you look skinny and gaunt, so you want to fill it back up. I mean, maybe the moral of the story is just natural beauty. I don't know.
I think it's like there's no such thing as a free lunch, you know?
Exactly. With all of these procedures and, frankly, with cosmetic procedures, too, there's always a downside. The biggest one, of course, being cost. So anyway, I thought the article was great, and I did not realize that Dr. Frank was the impetus for the whole article and had coined that, and I love that. So yeah. Okay, last thing I wanted to talk about, I know, Jess, you touched on this, the Consumer Electronics Show, because you were talking about the L'Oreal tool Hapta that helps people apply makeup, those who might have disabilities with their motion. So I was looking also at other things coming out of CES, because I was like, what else have we got going on? And something I wanted to talk about was Amore Pacific's CosmoChip. I sent you a link to that. You saw the machine,
saw it,
right?
I saw it, yeah.
Okay, so basically for people who haven't seen it, this is like a little gadget, it's about the size of a coffee maker, and it's for making your own skincare. So you put in the little pods, and you can whip up a fresh batch of skincare, super fresh, that you wouldn't need to have preservatives, but also you're able to, like, adjust the formula. Say you notice your skin's really dull and you need some brightening, so you add vitamin C for a month, and, like, you keep adjusting it. Not unlike, I mean, Opulous is another thing that came out recently from the founder of Clarisonic. He did this. It's like little pods. Again, the whole idea being like less preservatives because you're mixing it fresh. You're doing your own. Honestly, I look at these machines.
When you say honestly, I'm like bracing myself. Honestly, I'm like, I know it ain't good. I know it ain't good.
I am tired.
That should be your new handle. I'm tired.
Another freaking USB, USC cord gadget in my life, the amount of cords in my life and tiny, everything freaking plugs into a wall now. I have this ongoing thing with Eric that I hate unnecessary kitchen gadgets, like spiralizers.
And you're
like,
you're a cooker.
I am a chef. I wouldn't even let, I got rid of a garlic press. He's like, a garlic press? I was like, no, you don't need a garlic press. You're chopping garlic.
Fine, I let him have a lemon squeezer. That's like the extent of the kitchen gadgets other than pots and pans I have. No fancy machines. I don't even have a food processor. So the idea that then coming over to my vanity or my office.
I don't have a food processor, but I don't cook. You don't have a food processor? I feel like
I have like a mini one that I barely ever get out. The only time maybe when I'm making like a pesto, but even then I'll probably do it kind of rough chop. Let me take this back to beauty. Okay. What are all these gadgets? I can barely even, like an LED face mask and like radio frequency gadget that you hold in your hand, let alone who has the space? I'm sorry, do you guys have the space for like a coffee maker size skincare machine? Like, can you imagine like having one of those in your bathroom? Just like, let me whip up my serum today.
You have a smaller apartment than I do, but I still have a small apartment, smallish.
Yeah.
But I think maybe some people, like, I've been to houses and and they have, like, space. I don't know, there's all kinds of houses in the world. I don't know. I don't want to presume anyone's living situation, but I feel like you and I live in, like, more compact spaces.
I think even if I had more space, I don't want everything in my life to be plugged into the wall. It feels unnecessary. And skincare, frankly, like, this is why I pay for nice skincare, because I want somebody else to formulate it.
You want somebody else to do it. No, I get it.
It's like an easy bake oven over here every morning when you want to put your face on.
I agree with what you're saying. But I also think that a lot of the stuff that comes out of like CES is, not all of it, but a lot of it is exploratory and like blue sky thinking, and all of like those advances are things that maybe are not like literal. And I'm not saying you're taking it super literally, but I think it's like, it could be like this. And then some of the things that we even have on our desks and in our bathroom are like the results of that incredible thinking. So I think like the answer is somewhere in between. Like, I don't think they think everyone's rushing to Ulta to get that tomorrow.
Right.
I think it's like the Clarisonic brush, which I know like RIP, but that was like a moment, but I'd love to see what that looked like 10 years or 5 years before we actually all bought it and liked
it. The success story. All right, I will allow that, but I'm gonna leave you with this, which I think applies to a lot of things, but beauty especially. Just because we can, does that mean we should?
J'agree.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Okay, it's time to raise a wand, but everyone, I'm just going to take a deep breath. I was listening to myself as I was talking. I was like, whoa, Philly, settle down. I was bringing loud Philly accent, and we're recording in the morning. I think you can tell the difference when I record in the morning. I just had my cup of coffee. I'm like yelling at everybody about couture and about Ozempic face and skincare machines.
Philly girl, like, I'm angry so about couture. Like, that's something about.
Is that me or what? It's like, you get the high low. I think it's because I started watching Mayor of Easttown, which I know I'm a little late to, which takes place, like, in the, like, very close suburbs of Philadelphia, not far from where I grew up, and the accents. So, like, Eric even says, like, the minute you watch that show, your accent comes back, first of all.
Oh, my God.
But second of all, I think I'm caffeinated. And third of all, I just want to apologize to the fam if my energy this episode has been a little frantic.
Oh, my God. Maybe we should take a walk in the park.
I have to get some equipment for us to record outside with, like, comb. You know, I don't hate this idea, but, like, a walking episode. Remember when I kniped in Germany and brought it to the listeners?
Yes, I do. Knipe sounds like kvetching. Knipe and kvetch.
Yeah, we need a field trip. Anyway, it's time to raise a wand.
Okay.
So I just wanted to do a little disclaimer there, and I'm going to bring it down a notch. And helping me do that is some LA energy from listener Alexandra.
Hi, guys. My name's Alexandra, and I live in Los Angeles. I was listening to your podcast and heard you guys ask for recommendations for hair, and I knew I had to call because about 3 months ago, I reached my breaking point with my hair because it was greasy and dry at the same time. It constantly felt like it had a film over my hair, and I had tried everything, like literally every single product. It felt like I'd made my way through Sephora and salons and everything. And then someone had recommended that I try Milbon, M-I-L-B-O-N. And at that point, I was willing to do anything. So I tried it. And honestly, I can't even begin to describe how much it's changed my hair. My hair, like silk, it's grown so much because it's no longer breaking off. It's so shiny. And I'm blonde as well, which is, if anyone who's blonde will know how hard it is to get shiny hair. It's just incredible. Like, I have people commenting on how healthy my hair looks now. I get anxious about not being able to use it. Like, if I go away or something and I don't bring it with me. So yeah, I can't sing its praises high enough. And I currently use the smoothing line because my hair can be quite frizzy, but I also really love the purifying shampoo if I'm using quite a lot of dry shampoo that week or something. But yeah, it's amazing and I highly recommend. And thanks, I love your pod, bye.
Alexandra, thank you so much. Milbon is one of those lines that, like, it's like a whispered about hairline. I think certain salons carry it, and the salons that do are so into this line. And I have also heard really good things about how moisturizing it is. It's just never been at any of the salons I've gone to. So you're making me think that, like, maybe I need to try that for myself. So thank you.
Jen, would you ever move to LA? I'm just trying to, like, I feel like
I would move anywhere.
That sweatshirt is so LA.
Thank you. I'm wearing a tie-dye sweatshirt.
It's like lilac and, like, acid yellow.
Well, I got this upstate New York. We were at, like, this farm where they sold, like, dairy, but the shop next to it was straight out of the 1940s. Like, they have not changed their retail footprint since the 1940s. And it was, like, old refrigerator cases of, like, chips from 1978 and all this. And there was, like, a circular rack of, like, hooded sweatshirts on hangers that, like, literally just had dust on the shoulders, like, dust.
So you were like, that one.
I saw this and I was like, and my friends that I were with, friend Zach was like, what are you doing? And I was like, trust me, this is going to be my favorite sweatshirt. So I took it home and washed it.
And it's cute. It's cute.
It's cute.
But so you would move to LA one day?
Sorry. Look how caffeinated I am. I totally took that off topic. I would move anywhere just to try it. Try anything once, twice if you like it.
Okay.
Also, my best friend Emily lives there, so it would be
fine.
There
you go. I know Emily.
Shout out Emily Spokes.
Okay.
So, Alexandra, thank you. That was excellent. If you want to share your raise a wands, you can do that. Just call us, email us, info@fatmascara.com, 646-481-8182. I think we're just going to do one more week of the hair, and then we're going to give you new homework. But, like, so far we've gotten a hair and scalp oil from one listener, and then this Milbon smoothing line from Alexandra, and Jess even shared a mask. But if there's anything else
Now's your chance. What has repaired your hair? What has moisturized your hair? Email us a voice memo or call us. All right. Time to raise a wand. Raise a wand.
Me?
Or you? No, I'm doing like Philly accents.
Sorry. Oh, God.
Yeah, it is you, though.
Okay.
Everybody's sick of me. Go
ahead. Cool. This is an oldie but a goodie. Talk about like a million years old. C.O. Bigelow. Their rose salve balm. They also make them in other flavors. Or, you know, varieties.
Week where we bring similar things.
Weird. Okay. C.O. Bigelow was established, if you don't know, in 1838. We have the president of Bigelow. We have an episode with him, Ian Ginsberg. He's awesome. He's a pharmacist. The episode is called Ask the Pharmacist.
We actually just did a replay of that one over the holidays.
Yes, so it's fresh in the feed, not far down. Fresh in the feed. It is one of our top listened to episodes because he answers a lot of questions that we crowdsourced from you guys before, like a couple weeks before we originally aired it. He is a charming, lovely man, super knowledgeable, and he is like a multi-generation down, like heir to the Bigelow family. Anyway, long story short, the rose salve is one of their classic products. It comes in a little tin that looks super vintagey and cute. It comes in lots of different flavors. I'm using the rose salve now. I have it on my desk. It looks like a lip gloss if you want it to, if you put a lot on, but if you just put a little bit on, it's just enough to keep your lips hydrated. You can also put it on your cheeks as like a cheek glow if you want like a little editorial look. My daughter loves it. She puts it on her lips. She like loves it. Yeah, it's awesome. I love it. And it's very inexpensive.
That's a good one. That is the New York version. I'm going to bring the LA version, speaking of LA.
Weird.
Tower 28 just launched these juice balms.
Okay.
There's four shades. It's a chubby tinted lip balm. I know what you're thinking. Is that a Clinique chubby stick? No, it's not. It's much wetter. It's much shinier. It's much more moisturizing. Color payoff, similar, but the colors are like so good. I don't know how it stays in a solid format, but yet lays down with such shine. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know.
These like waxier solid formats of tinted lip balms tend to be a more matte look. Almost like the rose salve has a higher wax and proportion to like the shiny stuff. This is so shiny. You have to, like, it doesn't last super long, but it's fine because it's in a little pencil. So you could just swipe it on without even looking because they're very sheer. And I've been wearing Shake, which I think is like the rosy pink shade. It's a cool tone, but there's warm ones. There's like an orangey one called Squeeze. Mix, I think, is the nude, not a nude, like a mauvey beige. Anyway, I love what Tower 28's been doing. When that brand came on the scene, I was like, oh, this is a little bit of a fresh perspective. And they just keep coming out with hits. So I commend it. I really like that. That's your LA version of a little bit of a tint lip balm. Or you can have your New York version in the C.O. Bigelow. Both will bring you the hydration this winter. And I'm going to go just like do some yoga and chill out and not get my beauty sleep, but like wind it down starting now for my beauty sleep.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.